We've come through lynch mobs, we've come through shootings, we've come through poisonings, we've come through knifings. They poisoned me before the eyes of the people in General Hospital, said it was enough to kill 10 or 11 horses. They have brought fire to our buildings. They have dynamited and put nitroglycerin under my bus, but for some reason it wouldn't go off. They have done everything conceivable to try to stop this spirit. But behold, I am still sitting on the throne of divine socialism. Behold, I shall do my work, and I shall not finish till the enemies of our Christ have become the such stew. I'll make the such stew out of the hunters. I'll make the such stew out of capitalism. Yes, I will. No church could have this kind of a crowd without a radio broadcast, without newspapers. No church could have a ministry that would fill this assembly, because the little black paper that's owned by the one who calls me the Messiah, the Los Angeles Herald, nobody reads that. No one could have a house full of people tonight with the news media never giving them any attention. We don't have to pay one spot on the radio. We don't have to have a radio broadcast. We don't have to pass out a leaflet. Oh, say, if we're doing this with all the opposition that we've got, what will we do when the worm begins to turn? Look up, daughters. Look up, sons of Zion. Look up, because your redemption draws nigh. The revolution is about to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. I love to see someone dance for the truth. It's wonderful when people were spitting up cancers and being healed last night. It's wonderful to see someone dance. But oh, how wonderful it is to see someone dancing back there without music. Because the truth is what's going to set us free. To dance for the truth. To rejoice when the truth has come near you. Hey, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to the revolution. Glory to the revolution. Glory to the revolution. Oh, I love you. Kiss your neighbor. Kiss your neighbor. I love you. I love you. I love you. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, Father, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Father, I'll never forget
the truth.
Satisfied in a great measure that the musician picked up on that. I'm so glad I found it out, because that's exactly what I was thinking, and she started playing it. So we're coming into somewhat of the same mind, you know, all over the place. It's wonderful. Blessed be our God. Blessed be our God and his revolution. Hallelujah. Spirit of truth. If you don't have any reason to shout, that's your problem. We've got something to shout about. Hey! Real, real. What beautiful show dance out here, because of the reality of socialism, the reality of God socialism. Just dancing back and forth. She was an invalid when she came to me on her back. Now she's one of the cooks in our beautiful, beautiful sanatoriums. It's real, child. It's real.
That Mabel Dodge is back in just a matter of days from removal of breast cancer. She never had to have any pain medicine. She was so candid in her comments as a good apostolic socialist. Well, it's okay, my breast is gone, I really didn't need it anyway. That's what comes from these positive emphasis upon the gift, not only to heal cancer as I can, but to get you to doctors for medical advice. Dyer said that a microphone can take a load off of a leader, and that leader does not have to deal with the microphone. I can make it work. I can make it work. They're all the same. But none checked out properly. So we're so grateful to a sister who can do that. To have that surgical operation, she's in advanced years. No one but someone who knew this truth. There she is. No one but someone that knew this truth. To do that in a matter of days or hours and be back in the assembly. So positive to all that visited her, so positive. It's okay, my best is gone, I really don't need it anymore anyway. That's so sweet. We salute you.
I know that my Savior is with me wherever I go. And I was met downstairs and one of the brothers said, my goodness, you mean to tell me that you are here all right? I said, yes, my Savior's here. I said, I'm all right too. And I thank you very much, my Savior. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for such sweet attitude. Not many churches will emphasize, go to your doctor when the metaphysician has such power as I have. Not many will say, use the doctor for those things that doctors can remedy. Many will say, give me that money for anniversaries. But we have no anniversaries or birthdays. We do not respect persons in this assembly. We encourage a physical examination regularly, 6 months, no later than annually. If she hadn't been in this church, she'd be dead. Think about it. You see, if your pastor gets up and advises you about what to do for your diet and for your health and for your physical therapy, they won't do it. Because it takes a good bit of money these days to get proper medical care, and they don't want any of that money to slip out of their pockets, child. So with that said, will you please honor me, honor the truth, by giving... The government is a tragedy. So our offerings are becoming affected by this. So you're holding on to money. You better be careful. I just got a survey from Professor Trapp, who's a member of our church, Jewish doctor, who lost all of his family in the concentration camps. They were all murdered. It shows that the military, CIA type of Pentagon mentality, is the most admired organization by the American people in the United States, by both black, white, brown, yellow. First in line, U.S. military. Second, universities. Third, churches, of course, they'd be up there. Fourth, businesses. Fifth, public schools. Sixth, news media. Seventh, the Supreme Court. The only thing that's kept any balance in this country for the black man, he would be deposed of, disposed of. Even in Switzerland, they took a referendum today, the first of many that are yet to come, voting as to whether all black and all foreigners would be thrown from their soil. Switzerland, a country that's not known war in 1,000 years and is multilingual and multicultural. As I prophesied, told all those in council that went all night last evening, it wouldn't go through, but my God, the idea that civilized society in 1975 would vote as to whether they would remove all foreigners, anyone of foreign extraction who had not been natural born Swiss, the idea that any people would vote such, and the same thing is being voted upon in Canada, and the same thing's coming up in England, and as I read to you last night, the unions have already barred all blacks, Asiatics, and Indians throughout the British Empire, the Commonwealth. And there's talk of doing the same in this country. The only reason it hasn't happened yet is because we have robbed people, the rich have robbed, the barren rich have robbed all over the world, and so there's an abundance still here. But it's fastly running out. And as the Depression gets closer and closer to us, calves being destroyed every week, thrown in a grave because farmers cannot feed them, as the famine begins to approach us, they'll do the same to us. So for goodness sake, my precious people, put your money into the promised land, our Operation Hope. Put your money where it'll count, because your money won't be worth a thing if this system falls. They'll revalue, they'll devaluate it, and they'll even reissue other kinds of monetary systems. So your money won't be valuable to you, hidden at home. Or like the man that I rescued last night that had it at home and had it stolen. You saw me dealing with that case last night. He trusted someone at home, and they stole it right out of his own home, his own people that he walked with. Now I'm going to be good in the bank. Thank you, Professor Lower. Way down the list, labor unions are the last to be esteemed. The United States CIA military Pentagon, that's the first. Here it is. Survey. You are amidst a nation of fools. So many laboratory technicians in one of our hospitals. Well, one of our nurses, one of our laboratory technicians, two of them worked, and their church membership's not known. The discussion of race and genocide and murder of black people is as common as discussing the rising of the sun in the laboratory in General Hospital, because they do not know that these white sisters are in a black congregation. It's as common as the rising of the sun. If you do not believe it, you can speak to the sisters. I don't want to name them here, but the entire board and elders and deaconesses and apostolic government that was here last night, of some 80 people, can verify what I am saying to the man and the woman, that they talk about it. Both of them church people. One of them a French immigrant. One of them Baptist, Mormon, all of them, all different religions, talking about murdering blacks just as common as the rising of the sun. And these are college-trained people with technical educations and liberal understanding. You are in the midst of a dangerous cancer. And the only way for you to keep from dying by the tentacles of this cancer is to uproot yourself and come up, ye people, and declare yourself, shake the dust from your feet, and be ye separate, be ye no longer entangled with this yoke of bondage, and go forth as Abraham did, venture into the promised land that your father has provided. Give freely, this offering are triggered, certain words, you better watch what you talk on telephones. Certain words trigger automatic big brother computers to listen to every conversation where certain words are used on telephones. What a day
Why don't you get over to the jungle where we got a radio, we can turn it on when we please. We can broadcast from our radio station. If we don't want to, we can be silent. Got no phones for people to tap in the promised land. Hey, I like that. Computers, bug calls. Computers, bug calls. Some of you better read a little bit more, and you know where it's at. Another word for torture tells the torture that's going on in the prisons of this United States. Experimentation going on with blacks and poor whites in the prisons and the old folks home, the geriatric and nursing homes of this United States. Shows a monument, an English company is making a model of Hitler, and it's selling like it was going out of style. People still looking up to Adolf Hitler. The Germans buying it and buying it all over the world. Look at all pictures about Hitler. People follow him like it was some saint. People like a demagogue. They like someone to tell them what to do and when to get up and how to do it, even if it means that somebody has to be killed in the process. Medical care for the Cuban people, the best in the world, it says. Chinese medicine, fantastically successful. New terror, mass famine, because the oil prices, any country that has no oil, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, doomed to starvation. 100 million persons will starve before December, another 400 million will suffer malnutrition, and 800 million will die next year. Because only oil-producing countries have high nitrogen fertilizers, and you have to have high nitrogen fertilizers to plant and to grow your produce. We've got it over in the promised land, 15 miles from the biggest oil vein in the world. Some will never know, though, until it's too late. Sadly the case. Bless your hearts. All offerings turned in. Let me see every envelope. May the love that prevailed here, the healing of the cripples and overload cancer, cause cancers to be passed before their eyes these last few days, last night, that caused two to be brought back from the dead, from the jaws of death last night, and I see them. Blessed people. It's wonderful. I look out there and see Sister Walker looking so good. And I called her out of the process of going into death, the stupor of coma. I called her out last night and I said to the nurses, I told the Sister Jones, I said, go have a kiss. Come up. I want to kiss her. She said, you know, when you have somebody walk like that, that's against every medical advice. She said, I don't like to see you take all the weight of that on you. I said, I have to do it to keep my people's faith high, and I will not disappoint her. So up from her stupor, they got her up and walked her and made her walk, and she came up here on her own power. Look at her tonight. Look at her today. If you did not know I had more God in me than anyone, you would know it by the two people I got up from their semi-coma, one of them in a coma state last night, and made them walk. Your pastor doesn't believe enough in God to take that kind of risk. He wouldn't do it because he could be fooled, and he's so earth-conscious, he doesn't believe what he's preaching. All he believes in is anniversaries, pastors, wives, teens, and birthdays. He doesn't believe in any power. I believe in me, the Christ in me. I believe. I've taken the broken shells of bodies. How many have seen me do it? Hundreds of times. Put them on their feet when they couldn't even stand. No breath, no heart. The beat was gone. The pulsation, the vital signs were gone. Put them on their feet. You talk about who believes in Christ, who believes in God. I'm the only one in town that believes in God. My God is different. I must say my God is different, but I do believe in a God that is all-powerful. Watch how they all do. You watch somebody die, and they die all in these churches. No one's ever died in my church. They're always resurrected in my church. You watch them when they die in these churches. They run like chickens with their heads off. They have to get doctors, have to get ambulances. I don't move. I do not move because my mind is the mind of Christ. I let this mind be in me. This is also in Christ Jesus. So even though I'm sitting here, yet there I sit and there I stand. I'm here, there, I'm everywhere. There is no space vacant of my presence, for I am universal.